Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Bullies, Tugging Years, Alley Cats, and the World of Awesome. It had been a long night for Boaz.
Uncle Boaz, I need water.
Uncle Boaz, would you tuck me in again?
Uncle Boaz, could you make them stop talking?
Daniel.
Would you please just go to sleep?
But she's touching me.
I'm not.
I too.
And not.
Okay, enough.
He has a bad case of the grumpy voice.
Do not.
Do too.
Do not.
Do too.
Do. Now I'm acting like them. Please just go to sleep.
But I'm not sleepy.
And while his nieces
and nephew
tried to settle down for the night, Boaz dreamed of lollipops and rainbows.
Did not.
Did too. Soon, everyone was fast asleep. But like all good things, even sleeping had to come to an end.
Are you awake?
I'm hungry.
Maybe we should let him sleep.
Maybe I should check on his ears. He likes it.
No, I'm awake. You can leave my ears alone.
Good morning, Uncle Boaz.
Morning, Joni. You're up awful early.
At our age, we don't need much sleep.
Not like Uncle Boaz. He seems to want to sleep all the time. You must be really old. You got wrinkles.
Thanks, Chloe.
You're welcome. If I can compliment you anymore, just ask.
Good morning, everyone.
Miss Mamie.
How did last night go, Boaz?
Oh, you know.
I was surprised. He's a very sleepy bulldog.
Who, Boaz? No surprise there.
Okay, Hobart, enough with the details of my sleep patterns. Who brought food?
Yeah, we're hungry.
I come bring gifts of kibble.
Let me at it. I'm starving.
Boaz had been taking care of Joni and Daniel for nearly 2 weeks. His sister Deborah was supposed to be home later in the day.
I'm exhausted.
But it's amazing what can happen in just a few hours.
Can these things ever end easily? No.
The alternative is to say something like, Joni and Daniel were as good as gold and spent the afternoon sleeping until their mother came and picked them up. So is that really what you want?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
You're no fun, Uncle Boaz.
At least I'm honest.
Well, that certainly shortens the story. So should I read the credits now?
Absolutely not. If there's a story to tell, then you should tell it.
All right, Babushka, but it includes mayhem.
Ooh, that's my favorite kind of story. Mayhem is that stuff you put on bologna sandwiches, right?
No, silly, that's mayonnaise.
If you two are finished, let the story begin.
Daniel, what are you doing?
I'm sniffing. All dogs do it.
Well, I don't.
Last time I did that, a bee got up my nose.
You sounded so funny, Joni.
What are those pups doing in our alley, Black Paw?
Dunno, Trixie. This alley's under the ownership of cats, right, Clarice?
Last time I checked, it was. Maybe they'll just go away.
I'll raise it, Chloe.
Maybe we need to teach them pups a lesson.
Yeah, Trixie. They can't just bring their gang to our alley.
Yeah, not without a challenge.
Wait. Before we all need chiropractic treatments for a month, what we need to do first is decide how we're going to...
That should work, Trixie. We'll show them who's boss of this alley.
Are you three doing okay out here?
Yes, Miss Mamie.
Daniel's showing us how to sniff real good. Mostly, it just smells like trash cans.
Well, you stay in the alley, okay?
Okay. Oh, I think I smell a gym sock.
Oh, I love gym socks. They're so much fun to roll on.
And eat. Don't forget gym socks are a delicacy, especially with a dash of mayhem.
Oh, you know that's right. Ambrosia.
Just wait until the big dogs go back inside Frank's, and then we take on the pups.
Alley Rules 101, class is in session.
And we give out mocks for bad behavior.
And while Boaz, Hobart, Mamie, Harley, and Babushka walked back into Frank's, three alley cats began making their way down to three unsuspecting pups.
Well, what do we have here?
Hey, Daniel, we got strange-looking visitors.
I don't think they're bullies.
Oh, we're bullies, all right.
But they're not wrinkly like us.
You three are in our alley.
No one comes to our alley without an invitation.
Oh, we're sorry. We didn't know it was your house. We probably should get your roof fixed. I see the sky through your roof.
That's because we live outdoors.
You do? That is so cool.
Have you noticed it smells funny out here?
Yeah, well, all those smelly smells you've been smelling, those are our smelly smells.
So, what do you have to say for yourself?
We're real sorry.
You're sorry?
Yeah, we didn't know.
Our mommy always told us to be careful with other people's property.
What do we do now? No one's ever said they're sorry before.
And they're so cute. Oh, that's a cute little puppy.
What's wrong with you two? They're dogs.
Now that you mention it.
So you like us? You really, really like us?
No, we don't. We're cats.
And cats don't like dogs.
But what if dogs like cats?
Can they do that?
Well, I do. You look fluffy.
And what about you?
I have no idea.
Why not?
You kind of seem rude. No offense.
Well, alley cats are taught to be rude.
Yeah, we don't want nobody stealing our trash.
What do you want all the trash for, anyway?
How do you think we eat?
Don't your people bring you food?
Our people? We don't have any people. We just gotta live the best we can.
That is so sad.
Yeah, like our mommy is our mommy, but even she has people.
We have a nice place to stay and our own bowl of food.
Oh, these little fur balls are real swanky.
Yeah, most people just throw stuff at us.
They usually miss. But do you know what we do?
What?
No wonder you freak us out.
That's kind of scary.
We was just demonstrating. Nothing personal.
You need to meet my Uncle Boaz.
Does he have food?
He usually does.
Then let's meet this Uncle Boaz.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Daniel, don't be rude. That's it. Everybody needs to settle down. You're frightening the children.
Come on, Chloe, you're younger than me.
By 5 minutes.
Well, I'm the oldest, and I'm staying out of this.
They're hungry, Uncle Boaz.
But they're cats. Dogs don't like cats.
Good idea, Daniel. Why did you let these cats into Frank's restaurant?
I tried to tell you, Chloe.
But why?
See, kid, I told you we wouldn't be welcome.
We always get a bad rap.
Nobody likes us. Everybody hates us. I guess we'll go eat fish.
Well, I, for one, think we should let the cats have some food.
Excuse me, what did she just say? It sounded like...
I must warn you that I'm skilled in the art of bully ninja.
Yeah, she throws a mean punch when you least fit. See what I mean?
Remember, stay away from that one.
Babushka, you should be nicer to your friends.
Yeah, how would you feel if somebody did that to you?
I don't think I'd like it.
See, you gotta cut it out.
I'm sorry, Hobart.
Seriously? Well, okay there. That's better.
Still, what do we do with these cats?
I don't know.
Hey, is that a pack of Go Fish cards?
Why, yes, it is.
We love to play Go Fish.
Mostly because of the subject matter.
Fish?
Yeah.
What a coincidence. We were about to play a game.
Wanna play?
And for the next 2 hours...
Do you have catfish, Louie?
Go fish.
The bullies, three pups and three alley cats, called a truce and found that the other was more agreeable than they had ever thought possible.
If it weren't for the narrator knowing all that stuff, I'd give you such a bark.
Well then, thanks, narrator.
You're quite welcome.
Why can't we see him?
Because I deliver omniscient narratives.
Yeah. He knows what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, and he's willing to talk about it. He just never lets us see him.
Ah, you get used to it after a while.
Speak for yourself. I'm going outside to have a hissy fit. I'm better now.
For those at home, the hissy fit would remind you of an alley-wide pinball game with Blackpaw as a hissing pinball. Honestly, it doesn't improve the mental image to describe it.
You really do freak out when you have a hissy fit, Blackpaw.
It would make a great viral video online.
Now I'm self-conscious.
Oh.
Yay. See, Joni, they like each other.
I'm not so sure.
Joni may have been right. There was an unspoken truce between the bullies and the alley cats, but none really expected it to last. Boaz was just happy that the cats didn't cause problems for his nieces and nephew. As tense as the day started, it finished with a tearful farewell as Joni and Daniel prepared to go home.
No fair, Daniel. We didn't get to spend enough time with Uncle Boaz.
Maybe we can come back sometime.
Only if the alley cats are around. They're crazy.
I heard that.
How crazy could we be?
Oh, you're crazy, all right.
Are you being rude? Because it sounds like you're being rude.
No, ma'am. Chloe thinks that crazy is awesome.
So if I say I'm crazy, it's like saying I'm awesome?
You got it, Blackpaw.
I'm still not sure. It doesn't sound quite right.
Anybody up for a hug?
Too much too soon, kiddo. Maybe we could just all agree not to freak out when we see each other.
Well, how are my little bugaboos?
Mommy, yay! Missed you.
I have missed you so much.
We have so much to tell you.
Maybe we should get a latte and talk.
What?
Kids! Always trying to grow up too soon.
Oh, really? Well,
nice comeback, Chloe.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello, Boaz. Thanks for looking after the little bullies.
It's actually been a lot of fun.
And he's done a really good job.
And he's a great storyteller.
And he's great about cats.
Cats?
It's okay, Mommy. These cats are crazy.
Yeah, that means we're awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Incredible, even.
And while it took time for Deborah to come to terms with her children being friends with cats, she was proud of her brother for how responsible he was.
I honestly thought, well, maybe I shouldn't talk about what I thought. Just know it wasn't good.
What started as five friends meeting in an abandoned restaurant had turned into a community, if only for a day. Cat and dog played Go Fish together, and the little bullies climbed Mount Boaz.
Ow, ow, ow. Let go of the ear, Chloe.
But Daniel said you liked it.
Daniel!
Looks like it's time to go.
I love you, Uncle Boaz.
Every day is a new adventure, and every adventure has a hero, and every hero has friends, and every good friend sticks with you in good times and bad. That's why The bullies have been such good friends for so long.
Okay, the kiddos are gone. Cats, you gotta leave.
So we didn't learn to get along with cats today?
I guess not.
Maybe we'll revisit the issue sometime.
Don't count on it. Boaz had his heart broken by a cat.
Say what?
Yeah, he had one of those Valentine heart candies.
The kind with the words on it?
Yes, and he left it on the counter so it would be safe. And they broke his heart.
Okay, now he's just holding a grudge.
And while friends argued, the little bullies were home thinking of their time with the bullies. It was to be remembered as one of the best experiences of their earliest months.
I want to go back again.
And Boaz just needed time to rest without his ears being attacked.
Hey, I heard that.
You've been listening to Tugging Ears, Alley Cats, and A World of Awesome. We'd like to thank our cast, Jack McQuillan as the narrator, Katie Daynart as Harley and Clarice, Glenn Haskell as Hobart and Blackpaw, Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Mamie and Trixie, Tom Chalker as Boaz and Deborah, Marie Copan as Babushka, with special guests Joni Daynart as Joni,
Chloe Daynart as Chloe,
and Ryan Haskell as Daniel. Tugging Ears, Alley Cats, and A World of Awesome was written by Glenn Haskell and produced by Glenn Haskell and Mike Murphy. Executive producer, Captain John Tadrzak. The Bully's main theme is the original composition of William Krupczynski. Script editor, Cheryl Collins. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Art director, Stephen Sash Scott. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jack McQuillan.
Well, what do we have here?
Still, what do we new...
And for the next two hours...
What'd they do? They broke his heart. Poor little baby.
So, what do you have to say for yourself? Mayhem is that stuff you put on bologna sandwiches, right?
Cats?
For those at home, the hissy fit would remain pickup.
Oh, we're bullies, all right.
That is so cool.
If I can compliment you anymore, just ask.
Be nice to your mom.
Everybody's scaring the children.
By the way, the characters portrayed in this series are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is a production of Misfits Audio, copyright 2013. See you next time. Yeah, you can go now. Yeah, it's all done.